at the time to serve on our city council. Through the years, as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the city council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the city council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. And there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And meine key. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos and all the good folks, the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. Thank you so much for what you do. Coming up, Ron Vitello will join us, the former chief of the U.S. Border Patrol and the retired acting director of ICE. We'll find out if we're winning or losing this war along our southern border. We'll do all that and a whole lot more. Plus, we'll get to some of your phone calls as well. We haven't forgotten about you. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Aces win their first WNBA title in an area sports bar. Fans were really into it. Hey, Kevin Wall here. More than once, I thought about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. You know, for years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids. Here's the number, 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hurricane Ian is quickly gaining strength as forecasters say it could become a Category 4 storm before hitting land. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Ian will be a major hurricane.
There will be catastrophic flooding and life-threatening storm surge. And so if you're on Florida's Gulf Coast, from Naples all the way through the Tampa Bay area and some of the counties north of that, that could be something that happened.
National Hurricane Center senior specialist John Cangelosi, who's based in Miami, says Ian is now tracking a bit south of where it was, but it's still packing a punch.
One of the changes we made in the new forecast is we're actually showing a little bit of a motion further right. And this may be a little less bad for the Tampa Bay area specifically, but there's been increased concern specifically for Fort Myers, Sarasota, places a little bit south of Tampa.
Leaks on Russian gas pipelines raise worries over sabotage. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A series of unusual leaks on two natural gas pipelines running from Russia under the Baltic Sea to Germany have triggered concerns about sabotage, overshadowing the inauguration of a long-awaited pipeline that will bring Norwegian gas to Poland to bolster Europe's energy independence from Moscow. Sweden's National Seismic Network says it recorded two explosions that occurred on Monday near the leaks in the Russian gas pipelines. The Polish Prime Minister has called the events an act of sabotage, while his Danish counterpart said she couldn't rule it out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 125 points. The Nasdaq rose 26, with the S&P 500 index down by 7. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stock market traders, is inflation hurting you? Have you adjusted your trading strategies to account for it? Vantage Point can help you beat inflation with patented artificial intelligence. Text MONEY to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's AI can give you a massive edge and help you get ahead of inflation. Text MONEY to 813-813 and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word MONEY to 81.
Steve Sisolak's tenure as governor is riddled with corruption. Sisolak allowed a COVID testing company tied to one of his campaign donors to skip the waiting line for a license, and the Sisolak administration strongly supported local officials hiring his out-of-state friends. Tragically, the test had a 96% failure rate. Healthcare experts were ignored by public officials, and the results were, quote, absolute mayhem and catastrophic. When lives were on the line, Sisolak was silent. In fact, when a formal complaint was filed, it went unanswered for days. Finally, when it was answered, the state told the company they could continue providing fraudulent tests. It took a news investigation to expose this as one of the biggest scandals in Nevada history. Now, Sisolak is facing a federal investigation. Unthinkable corruption. Nevada can do better than Steve Sisolak. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. After 98 straight days of declines, gas prices have spiked in Las Vegas, topping $5 a gallon again. AAA reports the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded yesterday in Las Vegas was $5.09. That's up from $4.85. Last seen in the Vegas Valley on September 19th. Energy experts say oil refinery maintenance, planned and unplanned, is primarily to blame for those price increases. The end prices could spike another 25 to 75 cents per gallon before everything is worked out. The recent price hikes come even as oil prices have dropped below $80 a barrel for the first time since January. Water wasters are beginning to feel it in their wallets as local water officials are assessing more fines than ever before. In Henderson, officials say that wastewater fines have increased eightfold since 2019. The Las Vegas Valley Water District has 10 dedicated water waste investigators, which work 24/7. Last year, they conducted nearly 16,000 investigations and resulted in fines in 7% of the cases. Wastewater fines start at $40 and could reach $5,000 for repeat offenders.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Several crashes working on area roadways right now. U.S. 95 northbound, that's at Decatur on the right shoulder. Northbound Rancho at Alta. And westbound Owens, that's at D Street. And major delays on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound, beginning around Gillespie.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Are we losing the war along our southern border? I talk to people all across our state every day. And the one thing I'm finding is that more and more of people are talking about our open borders as being one of the top two or maybe three issues that are going to be contested in this midterm election. Are we losing the war on the southern border? It depends on who you talk to. If you listen to President Biden, if you listen to Vice President Kamala Harris, they tell you the border is secure, the border is secure. Then you watch the Fox News drone video, and you see people coming across the Rio Grande River, Eagle Pass, wherever it might be. It's really sad. It tells you that our borders are not secure. Let's get some expert testimony and check in with Ron Vitello. He is the former chief of the U.S. Border Patrol and a retired acting director of ICE. Ron, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad to be with you, Kevin.
Are we losing this war? I mean, I watched this drone video on Fox, and you see people coming across our border. Sometimes they're intercepted, sometimes they're not, but they're here. Are we losing the war?
Well, I don't want to say we're losing because I've got lots of friends and colleagues that are still in the business of trying to secure that border. I can tell you that this administration has lost all credibility on what they talk about at our southwest border, because we are underneath the largest surge on the southwest border in the history of that entire border. So they've let us down. If anybody's losing, it's their credibility and them as individuals, because they haven't taken one step forward to try to put operational conditions in place to help secure that border. That's why all these people are coming. They know that this administration has no desire to fix what's going on the border. When this president took over, we had 40-year lows in activity at our southwest border, and now we're seeing the largest surge ever. The monthly average, just as an example, the monthly average in June up until 2019 was about 40,000. This last June, we went over 240,000. So think about the difference. What that means for the men and women that are out there from CBP and ICE that are trying to protect us. Just think how stressed out they are. They know they are in a self-inflicted scenario, the biggest crisis on the border forever, and yet there they are. They're trying. They're trying. They're just not being supported by the commander-in-chief and the borders are, so to speak, the vice president.
When the vice president, when the president come out and say our southern border is secure, are they lying to us? Are they looking at different data? I mean, I watched the drone footage, and the drone footage does not lie. Are they just lying to us or what?
Yeah, they're being dishonest, 100%. The 2.5, we're going to end this year north of 2.5 million encounters by CBP. So what does that mean? That means CBP arrested 2.5 million people trying to cross the border illegally. That does not account for the thousands and thousands of people every single day, probably adding up near millions, who have never been encountered by law enforcement. They came up to the southwest border, they crossed illegally, and they made it without anybody in law enforcement encountering them. So 2.5 million, that's in the entirety of the history of the southwest border, we've never had that many arrests. And these are people from all over the world, right? We sent a signal, this administration sent a signal all over the globe that now is the time to cross the border because they have no desire to have an immigration system that has integrity. And they've absolutely blown up what existed on the border when they took over.
Our kids are dying from fentanyl. And latest numbers in August, more than 500 million lethal doses were seized. First of all, do you buy those kind of numbers? Is that what's happening in a given month?
Well, there's 100-some thousand people in the last 2 years who have died from drug overdose. Fully two-thirds of that is opioids. Most of that is fentanyl. That stuff is very lethal in very small doses. And it is not a coincidence that we've seen record illegal entries and encounters on our southwest border 2 years in a row, the pendency of this presidency, since they've become in charge. We've seen record deaths from opioid poisonings. So that's not a coincidence. When you have an out-of-control, chaotic southwest border, we all suffer. People in Las Vegas, people in Los Angeles, people in Chicago. That stuff doesn't stay on the border. It goes all over the United States. And it's not a coincidence that people are dying in record numbers. At the same time, people are crossing the border illegally in record numbers.
Again, Ron Vitello joining us. He is the former chief of the U.S. Border Patrol and a retired acting director of ICE. I've got to ask you, because the numbers that we get are of encounters with illegals. My question is, how many people are we missing? And is there any way of judging the gotaways, the getaways?
Well, the getaways is a non-scientific number. It's an estimate of observations made by technology or individuals. And then you do the math, right? You saw 10, you caught 5, so you're 50% effective. And then you add up those numbers over time. And the gotaway number is in the millions. There's no question in my mind about it since this president took over. Because the Border Patrol, as good as they are at what they do, and I'm very proud of being part of that organization, they are overwhelmed. They are covered up in the care and comfort mission because there's so many people coming all at the same time. They're not allowed. I'm here in Laredo right now as we speak. I'm on the border in Texas. The one station that I got to visit yesterday, they have 10% of their workforce is deployed on the southwest border. Think about that. A station of 400-plus individual agents, and they've only got 40 people on the line for 24 hours. Think about that. You spread that across 300-and-some miles that this sector is responsible for. It's incredible.
What else are they doing?
To do their job.
What else are they doing?
Well, essentially, they're booking in all the people that are walking right across the border.
So they're administrators, essentially, not folks that are on the line.
Not because they want to be, but because this administration took the tools away that would have allowed them to do their job and make these arrests and hold people accountable for their illegal activity. But no, that's not what they've chosen to do. They chose to pitch overboard all the tools we had in the prior administration, like the Remain in Mexico program, like the asylum accords with the Southwest, with the Northern Triangle countries. That all got taken off the table when this president arrived, and we're suffering the consequences. And not just at the border, not just at the Border Patrol. That's bad enough. But these folks are coming all over the country. And in accordance with that, you know, this fentanyl is coming in record numbers. They're seizing it in record numbers because these cartels effectively control the border because they can smuggle at will while the Border Patrol is overwhelmed by the traffic in humans.
Wow. This is really, really scary. What is there – positive that the Biden administration has done to try and fight this war against open borders? Are they doing anything positive?
Not a thing. Not a thing. I mean, they're spending record amounts of money because they caused a crisis, and now the operations have to react. So we need 10 cities, and we need overflow facilities for all the volume of humanity that's in custody at CBP. But they're not doing anything right as it relates to policy. They're not even getting the rhetoric right. First, they ignored it. They said it was Trump's fault. Then they said there wasn't a crisis. And now they're saying that the border is secure when we all can see with our own eyes and hear with our own ears the destruction and devastation that's going on at our southwest border. And just for a minute on the people who are coming, in that journey, in that pipeline, they get picked off by corrupt governments. They get picked off by cartel members. They get forced into human trafficking. They're not having a great time in this misery either. They may be coming here for a better life, but it's a very arduous journey. Many of them do not make it. Over 700 deaths on the southwest border, recorded by CBP. There's a heck of a lot more people dying than 700 so far this year, but that's a record number in and of itself. So this journey is dangerous for everybody that's involved. The conditions at the border are dangerous at the border, and these thousands and thousands of people who are getting away or being released every day from CBP custody, they're making it worse where they're going to go too, right? Think about the burden on crime prevention. Think about the burden in public health. Think about the burden in schools. You know, thousands and thousands of kids who don't know the language, who don't know the culture. What happens to them in 5 years? This is an endless recruitment supply for MS-13.
Boy, you're right. What did you make of the charter flights to Martha's Vineyard? 50 illegal immigrants. They ended up being bussed away to an army base, Joint Base Cape Cod. What did you think of that as a guy that's been a part of this war?
Well, I appreciate what some of these governors, DeSantis, Abbott, Ducey, I appreciate those Republican governors trying to put this all on the front page because it's being ignored, selectively being ignored by the White House. So I appreciate what they did. It's really interesting, you know, that everybody, all these Democrats, they want to be inclusive. They want to be in sanctuary cities. And they tolerated those people from Venezuela for about 48 hours. So how inclusive are they? And you know, we got to stop in this country treating the border like it's political. We got to stop voting for people that want to abolish ICE or end cash bail or pretend that we can let anybody that wants to come here come in and stay, because that's not good for us. We got to start electing people like where I'm at here. Cassie Garcia is running for Congress in Deep South Texas. Myra Flores is now in Congress after winning a seat that was in Democratic hands for over 100 years. And I'm not saying this R versus D. I'm talking about, what is the culture of the rule of law? Are we just going to give away our sovereignty every single day and night? We've got to stop electing politicians who don't care about the border, don't care about our sovereignty, and don't care about the rule of law. That's the real solution to this. People need to activate and make sure that they're putting people in office that have our best interests in their hearts.
Ron, I know that you've been around the country. I know you support various candidates. You're going to be in Nevada. We've got a couple of close races here.
If somebody made that call, I'd help as much as I could.
I love that. I love that. Are you with a foundation, or how can folks reach out to you and find out what you're up to?
At Vitello Ronald on Twitter, and then I also have a LinkedIn page, Ronald Vitello.
Very good. Ron, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Keep fighting that good fight along our southern border, my friend.
Well, it's good being on with you. Thanks a lot.
There you go. Ron Vitello, the former chief of the U.S. Border Patrol. He is a retired acting director of ICE. And, what scares me more than anything are the getaways, the gotaways. No, that's what scares me, because we don't know who those people are at all. These are not encounters. These are people that got away. And that scares me. That scares me a lot. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. Do you wish you looked 10 to 15 years younger? Is your skin not as smooth and tight as it used to be? Are your favorite jeans not fitting like they used to? Then it's time to call the Hurdy Center for cosmetic surgery so you can look and feel your best. With their wide selection of high-quality aesthetic services, including cosmetic surgery, laser resurfacing, Botox and fillers, skincare services, and cool sculpting, Dr. Mary Hurdy is a board-certified plastic surgeon with over 25 years of experience. Her attention to detail and patient care is unparalleled. She is 100% invested in making a positive difference in the lives of her patients. I should know because she's been my trusted doctor and friend for years. My results speak for themselves. So, if you've been wanting to improve your appearance and boost your confidence, then it's time to call the Hurdy Center. Mention WAR and you'll receive half off 8 or more cool sculpting treatments. Call the Hurdy Center today, 702-732-9600, 702-732-9600, or go to HurdyCenter.com. Tell them WAR sent ya.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an Opportunity Pack.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Sean Hannity, I think, asked a pretty good question. It was the old Ronald Reagan question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And in this case, you'd say, are you better off than you were 2 years ago? And the answer is, most of us would have to say no. And now we've got some numbers to back it up. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been rooting around in a lot of the polling that's out there. And this is one of those questions that does come up. And a lot of people aren't better off.
Yeah, this is a... a question that I present to all my liberal friends, and this is true. I mean, the numbers just bear out what they are. 71% of employees feel that they're poorer under the weight of President Joe Biden's inflation, and that's up some 13 points from the poll taken in February. It was 50.